It's time for Light It Up with Ron Rose.
Mo is in the corner chair and God is in the room, taking me behind the masks. After a few minutes of total silence, she looked up and said, "Hi." There was uneasiness in her eyes. It wasn't the crazy kind. It was the exhausted look. "You must be one of those millennials," Price interrupted. "He tends to be a little snarky at times. In fact, most of the time, he's as condescending as they come." So Price was just being himself. "And you're one of those privileged white guys who thinks he has all the answers, right?" she snapped. Now, I was definitely interested in this unexpected turn, but alas, neither continued. Silence filled the air. Behind the scenes, Price didn't know about her bruises hidden under her jacket, or the fact that she had spent the night with her best friend at the hospital. He had never heard her story, and he didn't care to. And she didn't know Price had invested years in a desperate search for validation. Underneath are buried fears and deep-seated uncertainties, and he lives in this fear of being found out. Since becoming an adult, he's lost more friends than he's made, and most feel patronized at best, but some, however, feel totally discounted and demeaned. "He's really a jerk," Jay whispered. "Price just wants to prove himself," I responded. "He's convinced he's God's gift to us. Perhaps it's really the other way around. Maybe God is giving us to him." "Hey, Price, I need an interview for a story. You interested?" I asked, interrupting the silence, giving me the opportunity to get inside Price's head. My millennial friend glanced my way and smiled. The conversation had stopped, but the story continues. Price responded, "Nah, next time, maybe next time." Smiles invaded the silence.